Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Second hour here of the program. Coming up, consequences. Predictable consequences of locking people down, including suicide, drug abuse, drug addiction, and I've got a story about divorce rates. All of these things.
The story I have is about overdoses specifically. Yes. It's a follow-up to a story we did previously from San Francisco, talking about how San Francisco has seen more overdose deaths and that type of thing.
Compared to previous years.
Compared to, by like a large margin. Yeah. But they've also had more of those deaths than they have had from COVID-19.
Yep. So we talked about that. We'll get into it further here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome, though. You can bring up what you want at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And, you know, whether you want to talk about your own personal experience, because I imagine that there are people within the sound of our voices who have thought about killing themselves, who have thought about, you know, falling off the wagon and going back into a drug addiction that they might have, you know, beaten for some number of years, going ahead and just, you know, well, you're bored or you're depressed or you lost your job or whatever other bad things happened to you this year. You know, how many people started doing drugs again that had stopped?
Right.
How many people spiraled down even further from a weekend warrior to an everyday user or whatever? So if you want to tell your story, you can here. It's 603-283-6160. But, Captain, you've got some numbers that are more looking at the entire United States. Is that right?
I do. It's true.
Okay.
Are we ready for that?
Okay. Let's talk about it.
This is from Breaking911.com. The headline is, CDC report finds largest number of overdose deaths ever recorded in a 12-month period.
Wow.
Over 81,000
overdose deaths.
Deaths, yeah. Over 81,000 drug overdose deaths occurred in the United States in the 12 months ending in May 2020. So the tail end of the pandemic.
Now, right?
So from May 9th, 2019 to May 2020.
Now, what we probably don't know is whether these overdoses were intentional or if they were accidental.
I don't know. I can't speak for the CDC. I think they record overdose deaths regardless of, you know,
right, the intent.
The intent. So, yeah, but it's a good point. It would be nice to be able to tell those apart. Oftentimes you can't.
Yeah.
How do you know the intent of a person when it comes to the overdose death?
That's a good point. Yeah, you don't know. They don't just tell you.
Or did they just, oops, well, I got too high and now I'm dead.
Right. And that happens. And they both happen. You know, people who are doing drugs in the black market, they don't know how to measure their doses because you don't necessarily know what you've purchased. And so you really are just kind of throwing caution to the wind and seeing how it goes.
Now, we probably won't know the CDC's numbers until May of 2021 for the next period of time, right? This was reported in May of 2020, right? So
right.
May 2019 to May 2020. Well, that was half a year ago, right? June, July, August, and October.
Hold on. You're saying these numbers were from May?
Yes, correct. So
it was 80,000 from
81,000 from May of 2019 to May of 2020.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's the largest number of overdose deaths ever recorded in a 12-month period.
Mm.
Now, this says overdose deaths were already increasing in the months preceding the coronavirus, COVID-19 pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
The latest numbers suggest an acceleration of overdose deaths during the pandemic. Now, this coincides with the other story we reported in San Francisco specifically, that San Francisco has seen more overdose deaths than COVID-19 deaths.
Yeah.
So this is now taking a broader look at the United States in general. The closest we can get to CDC numbers is from up until May of this year, so that's what we're looking at. The disruption to daily life due to COVID-19 pandemic has hit those with substance use disorder very hard, said CDC Director Robert Redfield.
Sure.
As we continue to fight to end this pandemic, it's important not to lose sight of different groups being affected in other ways. We need to take care of people suffering from unintended consequences.
Well, it may not have been an unintended. It may have been unintended, but it certainly is predictable.
Yes.
So, given that it's predictable, it's hard to argue that it's unintended. I mean, you don't have to think too hard to know that if you completely change somebody's lifestyle around and you make it really uninteresting and undesirable, that they're going to either escape into drugs or just kill themselves.
It's like going to war, right? You have all these generals and military personnel and analysts and things that actually predict the number of people that you're going to lose from your particular military force when this engagement occurs. So if the government is very keen on war, which they seem to be, war on drugs, war on terror, war on this, that, and the other thing, you would think that the war on people, as it were, or the lockdowns and the pandemic measures that have been implemented shouldn't be too far-fetched for them to go, gosh, I wonder how this is going to affect the human psyche and what our casualty rate is going to be that's not within the actual disease that, you know, is going on.
Yeah, this is completely predictable. We predicted it back in March or whenever it was we first started talking about
suicides, drug overdoses. I would not be surprised if there were more deaths overall from just those two things than from COVID-19.
Are they going ahead and chalking those up as COVID-related deaths too while they're at it? Because, you know,
only if
COVID.
They test positive.
Well, or not. I mean, if you kill yourself due to COVID, isn't that a COVID-related death?
It is. I mean, what's COVID-related? Are we talking about 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon? You know, like, what's COVID-related? Oh, I heard that, you know, Bob got the COVID, and so that made me depressed, so I quit my job and killed myself. Is that COVID-related?
I mean, if Bob hadn't gotten COVID.
I guess it's, I mean, everything's COVID-related then.
Right.
You know, did you die in a car crash? Oh, it's related to COVID. You might not have been driving that direction on that day had there not been a lockdown.
Didn't they put down COVID for the reason that some guys, like, who'd gotten shot?
Yeah, gunshot wound, like, to the chest and back or something. Yeah. Oh, died of COVID.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Synthetic opioids, primarily illicitly manufactured fentanyl, appear to be the primary driver of the increase in overdose deaths, increasing 38.4% from the 12-month period leading up to June 2019, compared with the 12-month period leading up to May 2020. During this time period, 37 of the 38 U.S. jurisdictions with available synthetic opioid data reported increases in synthetic opioid-involved overdose deaths. 18 of these jurisdictions reported increases greater than 50%. 10 Western states reported over a 98% increase in synthetic opioid-involved deaths.
Compared to?
The year before.
The year before.
Yes.
And we're talking about May of 2019 through May 2020.
Of 2020.
Right. So we don't even have data for the rest of 2020 at this point.
Well, this is from the CDC, so no, and I suspect we won't get CDC numbers
until
May of next year. But it'll be interesting to track.
Yeah.
Overdose deaths, including cocaine, also increased by 26.5%. Based upon earlier research, these deaths are likely linked to co-use or contamination of cocaine with illicitly manufactured fentanyl or heroin. So they're getting cut with other drugs to make it seem better than
right. So war on drugs related deaths, because if it weren't for the war on drugs,
right,
then there would be no cutting of anything.
Right.
Because you wouldn't want to go to the store and buy cut drugs.
Right.
What's the point of that?
You wouldn't want to walk up to the Instagram cocaine vending machine and get bad product out of it, right?
You're saying Instagram would sell cocaine?
I'm saying that if it weren't for the war on drugs, Instagram would not be a social media thing. It would be a cocaine vending machine. That's what I'm saying.
I didn't get it at first. Finally did.
Instagram. Right? Yeah. It's like the Red Box, right? You get your movie.
Yeah, I guess
it. You just walk up to the thing. It's in front of every 7-Eleven. You know, you don't even have to go inside. Overdose deaths involving psychostimulants such as methamphetamine increased by 34.8%.
Wow.
The number of deaths involving psychostimulants now exceeds the number of cocaine-involved deaths. So, yeah, meth is bad. The increase in overdose deaths is concerning, said Debbie Horry, H-O-U-R-Y. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong.
I'm going to make a prediction here. We'll continue with this here in just a moment. The prediction is that after a year, or maybe two, but probably not even more than a year, Oregon will have the fewest overdose deaths.
I'm with you on that.
Yep. because they decriminalized drugs this year in
the
2020 election. And I presume that'll go into effect early, you know, January or something like that. So 2021 ought to be a down year for overdose deaths in Oregon. That's my prediction. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Make sure you favorite the LRN.FM Twitter account so you can receive our tweets at twitter.lrn.fm. That's twitter.lrn.fm.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. one here. The number for you is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio is Ian.
The Lord Reverend Captain Kickass is also here.
603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by AnyPay 2.0. Now, AnyPay 2.0 is here, and that means that cryptocurrency payments are now faster than they have ever been.
Got my dinner with, what did I pay with tonight? Bitcoin Cash.
Excellent. So did I.
Nice.
But we went to two different places.
We did, indeed.
Because you can do that here in Keene, New Hampshire, Crypto Mecca, thanks to AnyPay 2.0. If you're using Edge Wallet, which is what I used.
I also used Edge Wallet.
Hand Cash or Bitcoin.com's wallet or Dash Wallet. Your experience will be smooth. But if you're using some of those other wallets, it might not work at all.
What's awesome about the Edge Wallet is that they support the FIO thing, which means you can get a vanity, FIO, whatever. You can get a vanity address. So if anybody wants to tip me, it's Captain Kickass at Edge. You can send me
Of
the major cryptocurrencies. But, like, at this particular restaurant I went to, I've been there before, have the same waiter.
Yep.
I know his file address name, so I'm able to just tip him. I just tell him, I'm like, I will tip you in the usual way.
Boom.
And it's just done. Right?
Into his pocket.
Into his pocket.
Didn't have to do anything.
Yeah. And it's so cool.
It is so cool. And AnyPay, of course, makes it even cooler. So go to AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. If you've got one of those other wallets like Coinomi or Exodus Wallet, they're great wallets, but they're not up to snuff when it comes to making payments, and they need to get there. So if you're a user of those other wallets and you want to be able to make payments easily with AnyPay, then please go to anypayinc.com/upgrade. Learn about why some wallets work and others don't work at all, and then they've got contact info for those wallets that aren't working right yet. And that way you can reach out to them and say, hey, I'm a Coinomi user, guys. Can you please make this work for me? And if enough people do that, then they'll get the message and they'll make it work. So anypayinc.com, anypayinc.com/upgrade. Upgrade. So, Captain, you're telling us numbers, surprise, of overdose deaths are up.
The largest in any given 12-month period in U.S. history.
Wow.
Yeah, and this 12-month period only runs from May 2019 to May 2020. So, you know, the lockdowns and the government overreach regarding COVID-19, the pandemic as it's commonly referred to, really didn't kick in until March. So it's only the last couple of months of this data that we see, you know, anything related to COVID-19 and the lockdowns and that kind of thing and what happened. We're really not going to see the full effect of this thing until next year whenever the CDC releases their numbers, presumably in June of 2021.
I'm not predicting good things.
But they've already said they've seen a sharp increase, you know, already prior to the pandemic. So I can only imagine what it's going to be, you know, post-pandemic.
It's horrifying.
It is. And again, to recap, 37 of the 38 U.S. jurisdictions reported increases in synthetic opioid-involved overdose deaths. These are states, by the way, jurisdictions. They include D.C. I think that's why they use the
37 of 78 or
37 of 38 U.S. jurisdictions.
These must be CDC
with available data, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with available data.
But it may be that, like, I'm just guessing here. It may be that a CDC office handles both South and North Dakota. You know, like, it may not be that there's one for every state. That's what I'm saying.
That's possible.
Yeah.
18 of the jurisdictions reported increases greater than 50%.
Yeah. Remember, these are overdose deaths.
And 10 Western states reported over a 98% increase in synthetic opioid-involved deaths. The increase in overdose deaths is concerning, said Deb Hori. She's the director of CDC's National Center for Injury Prevention and Control. CDC's injury consent... This is so... I hate when bureaucrats make statements, right? Because you can tell that they say a bunch of words and they don't really say anything. This says CDC's Injury Center continues to help and support communities responding to the evolving overdose crisis. Our priority is to do everything we can to equip people on the ground to save lives in their communities. What are you flying around in like a spaceship or whatever? Like, we must help the people on the ground.
How is that going to help somebody from overdosing? It's not.
It's not.
The CDC isn't there when the person goes to the drug dealer's house to purchase whatever drugs it is that they're looking to buy. The CDC isn't there when the person goes home and loads up their needle full of heroin or whatever it is they're preparing to inject into themselves, or their pipe with their methamphetamine or whatever.
Right.
CDC isn't going to stop that from happening by hanging signs around town telling people to call their telephone number to get some help if they're thinking about killing themselves with drugs. That's not going to help somebody.
Right.
The way you help people who've got a drug addiction is, if you're the government gang, you could actually legalize drugs. And then, or
if you're the government gang and you happen upon somebody with some drugs that's not hurting anybody, you could leave them alone.
You could. But again, if you actually wanted to help somebody, you could offer. You could say, hey man, looks like you're having a tough time here, and look, we get it. I've gone through it before, that kind of thing. If you can relate to them. Hey, here's what I did. Here's how I got some help. Here's what you could do if you wanted some help. Here's the number you could call to get some help if you wanted to. You won't be arrested.
Right.
You won't get criminally charged, because now we've decriminalized drugs in Oregon.
Right.
Because what they saw in Portugal, which was now almost 20 years ago, I think, maybe more, maybe 20-ish years ago, that Portugal decriminalized drugs. They made it so that, just like Oregon just did, they made it so that small amounts of personal possession of all drugs became decriminalized, meaning that it wasn't a arrestable criminal offense in order to be caught with those things.
Right.
And that really resulted in a large number of drug-addicted people going and getting help for the first time ever. Now, why is that? Well, maybe they felt safer.
Yeah, they're no longer under the threat from armed goons, right? They no longer have to look over their shoulder to go, oh my gosh, I might get busted for doing this thing, right?
Right.
So, now they can be more open about it. They can be more honest with themselves.
So, it's a tremendous success story.
Yeah.
And that's not even legalization.
No, it's not.
That's just decrim.
And if you do actual research, not just like watch one guy's YouTube video, do actual research on the, what happens with drugs related to prisons, you will find that the statements, and I've said this on here before, the statements of System of a Down are true. All research and successful drug policy shows that treatment should be increased and law enforcement decreased while abolishing mandatory minimum sentences. Now, I carry that further and just say abolish criminalization of drugs altogether.
Right.
Right. That's kind of the same thing, as if I carry it a little further than they do in their lyrics. But if you go online and you look that up, you go, okay, well, what does the research show? It does show that in the countries and areas where they have completely decriminalized drugs and given them treatment, that their drug problem went away.
Sure does. So that's what you want to do. If you actually care about drug users, because there's a lot of people out there that just don't care. They called our show before and they've said they don't care if somebody kills themselves because of drugs. They're more worried about the people who die because of COVID.
I mean, well, okay.
Because to them, human lives are not equal. They don't care about one certain group of people, and they'd only care about another group of people.
I mean, to some extent, being detached from, hundreds of thousands of people dying or whatever it is, it makes some sense. But, to be evil about it is a whole different thing.
More coming up. You can call in to share your thoughts at 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Pounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out, because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl, just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Authorities in Tennessee are still looking for the motive in a Christmas morning bombing in downtown Nashville. Police are testing what could be human remains found near an RV that exploded as the area was being evacuated. Buck McCoy was one of the evacuees who made it out safely. He tells CNN he's thankful he's going to be able to go back into his apartment to grab his cat.
Today we're starting to look for our animals. I was not able to get my cat out. I barely made it out myself. There was glass everywhere. There was large objects. There was wood. There was stuff to climb over, and I was unable to get my cat.
The federal government is heading toward a partial government shutdown on Tuesday unless Congress passes a funding bill. President Trump refusing to sign a $2.3 trillion spending package, saying it doesn't do enough to help struggling Americans. USA Radio News. Pope Francis is insisting that vaccines for the coronavirus be distributed to everyone. In a Christmas Day address, the Pope calling the development of vaccines against the virus a light of hope in this dark year. He said it will only remain a light of hope for all people if they are available to everyone. The Pope also urging countries to help each other because the challenge of the pandemic has no borders. A golf legend is hospitalized with COVID.
65-year-old Australian great Greg Norman says he feels very flu-like and is in self-quarantine. He's hospitalized in the U.S. with symptoms of the coronavirus. He posted on social media a picture of him wearing a mask and lying on a hospital bed. Norman won two major titles at the British Open in 1986 and 1993. His wife has also tested positive. Norman's last appearance was with his son last week in Florida. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Network on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
It's Free Talk Live. We're doing a live Saturday episode here because we do this thing 7 nights per week. You can join us and you can bring up anything you want. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Captain Kickass and Ian here in the studio.
That's right.
You were just pointing at your shirt there, Captain.
I'm Bitcoin Man.
You are. You're wearing a Bitcoin t-shirt.
Quick, let me dash into a phone booth and change into my superhero outfit.
You must be excited, Captain. Are you excited about Bitcoin right now?
It hit 25K today.
Actually, it was yesterday.
It hit 25K yesterday.
On the 25th. On Christmas, Bitcoin hit $25,000.
Merry Christmas to the hodlers.
For the very first time in its existence, and now today, on the 26th, it hit $26,000. Are we going to be at 30,000 by the 30th? Is that how this is going?
That would be a great holiday gift to me. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
What are you doing, Bitcoin?
Great holiday gift. I'm surprised that there hasn't been, and maybe there has, and I'm just not aware of it, there hasn't been a Bitcoin religion started, you know, yeah. in the same way that Scientology just sort of popped up out of nowhere, thanks to old Mother L. Ron Hubbard.
That is an interesting question. I feel like there is a Church of Satoshi.
Ooh.
You know, like, that Satoshi is actually God, instead of being a human being, but that the word of Bitcoin came down from God, basically, and that that's
God gave to you these 15. Oh wait, no, 10 commandments.
I mean, if God could do it once, why couldn't God do it again? I mean, if you believe in the, you know, sort of daddy God thing or whatever.
I was explaining Bitcoin recently to somebody, and I said, look, previously, until the invention of the blockchain and Bitcoin itself, previously money was two-dimensional, right? And that is to say it's a ledger book, right? All Bitcoin did, all the blockchain did, all Satoshi, not to minimize his invention or their invention, depending on what your belief is, not to minimize it at all. It's one of the greatest
inventions. Or God's invention.
Yeah, it's one of the greatest inventions of our time. It is the television of this generation. It is the telegraph of the, you know, several generations before. It is the next internet is what it is. And people can't really fathom that yet. You know, think of all the ways the internet has changed our lives. People can't really fathom that the blockchain is the internet of money.
Of money. Yeah.
So I was explaining it, and I said, all it did is it made finance now in 3D. Because prior to the blockchain, you needed to have a trusted third party to make these large transactions, right? You needed things like escrow and that kind of a thing if you're going to purchase
wire transfer,
all that kind of stuff. So you needed a trusted third party to do these. You no longer need that.
An authority.
You no longer need that now because the math has been done for you. Mathematics has eliminated these trusted third parties and now put it all into an app.
Eliminating the middleman in money. Correct. I mean, that's really the brilliance, one of the brilliant parts about Bitcoin.
Now, I don't want to get too heady about Bitcoin here because I kind of know our audience pretty well. But the other thing that I said that really hit home to somebody was, look, music is a language. Most people understand that.
Universal.
It's a universal language. It's the expression of emotion.
Yes.
That's what music is. Music is a language of emotion.
Yep.
Bitcoin is just like music, except it's a language of transaction.
Value.
It's a language of value, right? And they were like, oh, if music is the language of emotion, then Bitcoin's the language of value. Yes, that's exactly what it is. You don't have to understand the language. I'll take it a step further, and I will say that Bitcoin, or the blockchain technology that is commonly known as Bitcoin, is a universal translator of value. Right, and we've seen that because we've seen all these thousands, literally thousands of other coins pop up, each specializing in their own unique sets of features, right, and that kind of thing, that can all be swapped for one another without much to do. Doesn't really cost you much. Maybe a little network fee here and there if you want to, you know, oh, I only have Bitcoin. Well, I only take Bitcoin Cash. Oh, what do I do? How do I convert that? Well, if you want to do that with regular money, you have to go to a bank or what's the place you go to?
An exchanger
and go like, okay, hey, I'm going to, you know, somewhere else that has some other
chunk.
They take a huge fee for transducing the amount of money that you want into this other foreign exchange. Thank you.
Yeah.
Is what it's called. And then they take a huge chunk. You don't have to do that anymore. You just, there's an app for that. You go online, boop, 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 type a couple of things.
Oh, yeah, and it's so slow, too. Like, you know, when I went to Mexico a few times for an Acapulco, you change some dollars into pesos. Well, you got to stand there. The hotel will do it for you, but, you know, you've got to give them your ID, and there's forms that have to be filled out.
Got to fill out a form.
Yeah, and it's a huge
hassle.
Just
you can pay for a thing.
Yeah, and then they take a big chunk.
Yep.
And it's a huge hassle. And there's limits and maximums and minimums, and there's all kinds of just arbitrary crap. So if you haven't taken the time yet to check into Bitcoin, go ahead. Go to Bitcoin.com, learn about Bitcoin, learn about Bitcoin Cash. Get the basics about cryptocurrency there. It takes you, you know, just a few minutes. You don't have to pour a ton of time, but you can. I mean, if you want to spend hours researching Bitcoin, you can. But if you want to, you know, just get the basics, spend 10 minutes and go to the Get Started section over at Bitcoin.com. It's not too late.
I still see poor morons online talking about Bitcoin, internet scam money. It's like,
they're still saying that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm like, okay, you obviously don't know where the real scam is. The real scam is the U.S. dollar that not only has lost over 99% of its value, but continues to lose value every day.
Now, Singularity is in our chat room on chat.lrn.fm. He's on our Matrix server, and he's saying that crypto is a cult. He says it is absolutely a cult. Now, I'm interested in hearing more about that argument, because if crypto is a cult, who is its charismatic leader?
Right.
Because, I mean, there are certain...
Well, and if crypto is a cult, then what is state-based money?
Yeah, that's definitely a cult,
right? I mean, it has to be.
And in that case, you can point to the charismatic leader, right? Who, well, I mean, whether they have charisma or not is another question. But there are so-called leaders, the politicians and the bankers and that sort of thing. Now, of course, each cryptocurrency, some of the people there behave as cultists. I will say that. I think that there's certain people who believe that their crypto is the one true crypto. And that
we're going to make it better than all other cryptos ever.
Yeah.
And, I mean, to an extent, like, nerds kind of, you know, if you're nerdy about a thing or you're passionate about a particular subject or a subset of features that this new currency can provide, I kind of get that there'd be some of that attraction. So I could see somebody following somebody charismatic online or a certain developer with a certain personality, and they'll want to follow him or her more, or a public speaker, somebody who educates people on this stuff, you know. I follow Andreas Antonopoulos a whole bunch. I've heard him described as a Bitcoin maximalist.
Isn't he?
Perhaps. Mm-hmm. Perhaps. But, like, he also talks about Ethereum all the time.
Okay.
He does.
Does he talk bad about it? Or
no, not at all. No, he wrote a book about it.
He's probably not a maximalist then.
But he's been accused of being a maximalist he's still primarily pimping Bitcoin when he goes up. But he was the first person I was ever aware of that actually lived off of Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of his business transactions, his organization, he paid his employees, you know, all of his money was transduced into Bitcoin. If there was a cash transaction, it was immediately changed into Bitcoin.
Nice.
Pretty great stuff. So I kind of get from that perspective that people might think it's culty, and perhaps...
Well, it is. I mean...
There are people that are making cults out of it.
The first time I saw it was Dash, which... You know, I like me some Dash, right? Like, I bought Dash when it was 5% of a Bitcoin, and it's now less than five tenths of a percent of Bitcoin.
But there was a time when it was up, right?
The 5% would have been when it was up. That was
You bought it at the top.
I wouldn't say I bought it at the top, but I mean, compared to what it is now, it felt like the top. But regardless, it was still, I thought it was a good idea, but I was never enthralled by Dash, and like some of the people who were really into it were like, it was very culty, you know, and I first saw it at, I saw sort of the hallmarks of it, at the cultiness or cultishness of it at a crypto convention where there was like Dash people wearing Dash t-shirts. And, you know, it's one thing to be a fan of a thing, and it's another thing to like be completely devoted to that thing.
Well, this is part of my problem with human beings in general is their... the ease at which they fall into these types of behaviors, right? Yeah. We saw that with some of the actual known scam coin, OneCoin.
Oh, yeah.
That was a huge cult.
That was fake. That was BS, for those that don't know. I think it's still out there. I think they're still
going. Still exists?
Yeah. They've arrested some of them, but I think the thing's still rolling.
Stay away from OneCoin.
Yeah, it's not a real crypto. So 603-283-6160, whether you want to weigh in on cults or crypto or whatever's on your mind, it is Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Into more ears. Visit promote.lrn.fm for a free bumper sticker, flyers, banners, graphics, and more. promote.lrn.fm.
It's Free Talk Live. Open phones as always here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you got Ian
and the captain.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We do have video streaming services that allow you to watch the show, should you wish. Not that we're the prettiest things in the world, but
hey, I got a face for radio, pal.
But you can watch it if you like over at our Twitch channel at twitch.lrn.fm or our DLive channel at dlive.lrn.fm. We were just talking about Bitcoin hitting $26,000 one day after it hit $25,000,
yeah,
setting
that's
new record highs. In fact, it went as high today, according to the handy little Bitcoin ticker widget that I have, up as high as $26,959.
Almost
today.
27.
So
wow.
Almost. Almost.
That's amazing. And, of course, like every Bitcoin fan, I wish I'd have gotten more.
Don't we all? But it's not too late.
Or I regret cashing in some of them when I did, mm-hmm, even though I was up. And I was like, well, I've made my money at least. I'll just go ahead and, you know, I was in a dire need.
Yeah.
You know, I had to pay rent, and so I cashed some in, and I was up, you know, by a good more than 50%,
hey,
you know. So, like, I
didn't
mean,
feel bad at the time.
But now I'm like, oh. I should have just sold a guitar or something, you know. I should have sold something else. Should have sold my car and taken a bus for a year, something, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, you never know. You never know. I mean, it could go down to zero. I mean, you never know what tomorrow's going to hold, but... You know, that's why,
true, but
that's why you never buy more than you can afford to lose.
I nearly sold a vehicle, the only vehicle that I owned at the time, and threw it into Bitcoin. And I probably should have, in hindsight, right? I opted not to because I'd put some time and money into the thing, and I was like, no, I'll just hang on to it. And I totally should have. Yeah. I'd be up so big right now. Oh my God.
Well, like I said, it's not too late. You can probably still get some Bitcoin anytime you want. Like I say, don't put in more than you can afford to lose, because it could go down in price. Although, everybody that had Bitcoin, quote, go down in the last 11 years that it's been around, if you held, through whatever the downtime was, you're now up.
Yeah, didn't Bitcoin just have the birthday? Wasn't it recent?
It was the birthday, I believe, of the white paper.
Oh, okay. All
and right, then the Bitcoin's birthday, as far as when it started getting mined, I think, yeah. is in early January.
Okay.
So we're close.
Okay, so we're it would be the
12 years.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, this coming January.
Yeah, everybody that I've sort of gotten to get into Bitcoin, in other words, they've, you know, got into Bitcoin because mm-hmm. something I said or because they came to me and they're like, how do I do that? What do I do? Some people got in and then lost money immediately because they bought, you know, when it was high, you know, at the previous
high. Well,
they
didn't lose money unless they sold it.
Well, right. And so what I'm saying is, you know, those people at some point were a little grumbly, like, well, you know, now it's not worth as much as it was and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, just wait. Just wait.
Yeah.
Just wait.
Did they wait?
All of those people now are in the plus.
They waited.
All of them.
Oh, good.
Even like some good. Of them cashed out some of it because they're like, oh, I put too much in. I better take some or whatever. Mm. But everybody is in the plus now. Everybody.
Are they calling you? Are they saying, all right, thanks.
I've gotten a couple of text messages that are like, dude, look at the price. You know? Can you believe it? Oh, man, thanks for getting me into this.
Yes, I can believe it.
I gave some cryptocurrency as holiday gifts this year. It was great because all I had to do is send a text with, hey, send me your address.
Right, boom, done.
You know, did all my Christmas shopping in like 5 minutes on my app, my Edge wallet.
We were talking about the cult aspects of crypto because Singularity in our chat room brought it up. And
well, let's define cult.
Yeah, it is important to define that. There are different hallmarks of a cult. So if you look that up, you'll find the list of, you know, signs you're in a cult, which is very interesting. And there's a lot of cults out there. But I wouldn't say crypto itself is a cult because crypto is just an idea. Cryptocurrency is just a concept.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty unassailable concept, honestly. I mean, like, what's wrong with the idea of cryptocurrency? Just nothing wrong with it. It gives more power to the individual.
Yes.
It takes power out of the hands of banks and governments and transfers the power of money, one of the most important powers of the entire planet, and it puts it in the hands of individuals. That is a huge level of decentralization of power.
Yes.
That is a huge level of transfer of power from the powerful to the little people. So, I mean, there's really, it's unassailable as a technology.
Yeah.
Cryptocurrency is a technology. It's an advancement in money and one that was really a long time coming. I mean, it's finally here, thank goodness. And like you said earlier, Captain, we're just on the very tip beginning of this thing.
We're still in the early stages.
Yeah, this is still
just right now.
Yeah.
At 26, 27,000, even at 30. Or right. 50,000.
We're still on the Model T. I mean, Bitcoin is the Model T of cryptocurrencies. It is out of date. It is slow. You know, it's the original, and it's going to be surpassed, I think, by something else. What that other thing is, I don't know.
I've got a couple of different definitions of cult here.
Okay.
One is a system of religious veneration and devotion directed toward a particular figure or object. And then the other one is a cult is a group or movement held together by a shared commitment to a charismatic leader or ideology. It has a belief system that has the answers to all life's questions and offers special solution to be gained only by following the leader's rules.
Yeah, and then there are definitely some charismatic leaders in the crypto space.
Well, and I could see culty behavior around the Bitcoin, certainly.
There are. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
There are cults around specific cryptocurrencies. However, the idea of cryptocurrency is, I don't think you could say that's a cult, necessarily.
And I'd like to point out, you mentioned unassailable.
Mm-hmm.
Governments and corporations the world over have been attempting to take down, eliminate, destroy, otherwise make worthless Bitcoin. It has
been
attacked every minute of every day mm-hmm. for the last, going on 12 years now.
They must be doing something. Bitcoin's doing something right if the bankers are attacking it.
Right.
Right.
And the governments.
Yeah.
The bankers and the governments sometimes get together to attack.
Sure. And they've failed.
And they've failed.
Now, they've failed so hard that now Bitcoin is actually worth more than JP Morgan.
Yeah.
Bitcoin.
It's amazing.
The market cap.
Absolutely freaking amazing.
The global value of Bitcoin. It's just Bitcoin, not the other crypto, because we combine them all together and it's worth even more.
Right.
But if we just look at Bitcoin, BTC, the number one, the top dog, the king of the hill, that one is worth, I believe the last time we checked, it was in now the top 10, or it was number 11, I think,
yeah,
on the...
I believe so, yeah.
I bet you it's in the top 10 now, yeah, of the most expensive or the largest market cap corporations in the United States. Bigger than Disney.
Yeah.
Bigger than J.P. Morgan, one of the largest banks on the planet.
And it's not going to stop anytime soon. It's fungible. It is decentralized. It has, and some people are like, oh, it's a political currency. Well, it is in the way that it doesn't matter what your politics are, you can still use it.
I'm pulling up the list here of the, so what we're going to do is we're going to pull up the list of the largest corporations by, essentially their stock value, their market cap. And then looking at CoinGecko.com, which is a great little site that has the top cryptocurrencies on it and their current market caps and other statistics. Bitcoin is coming close. Not quite there yet. It's $495 billion market cap. So almost half a trillion.
I'm trying to remember.
Almost.
We covered this. Wasn't it bigger than PayPal or something like that?
Oh, yeah. It's blown PayPal away. Where was PayPal on this list? I don't see it right. It's not jumping out of me. Oh, PayPal is number 18 with $279 billion market cap. Let's see. So last time we did the list, Bitcoin was just beating J.P. Morgan, putting it in at number 11 on the list of U.S. stock market capitalization. Remember, Bitcoin is not a stock, but we're just comparing companies to Bitcoin here. So $495 billion is where it is now. That means it is now higher than Johnson & Johnson, which was number 10 at $401 billion. It is now bigger than Walmart at $406 billion. It's now bigger than Visa at $487 billion, putting Bitcoin at number 8 on the top U.S. corporations, beating all of the rest of them.
Cointelegraph.com back in November had an article. This might be the one that we talked about here on Free Talk Live. Bitcoin at 15K, right? So it's, $10,000 more than that.
That's
now.
Right.
Is now bigger than PayPal, Coca-Cola, Netflix, and Disney. Not combined.
Not combined. Not yet. But it will be bigger than them combined at some point, I predict.
And it said...
And I don't think that's going out on a limb.
Bitcoin is equivalent to the 18th largest commercial company in the United States.
It is now number 8.
Ten spots.
Yeah, it's now number 8.
Now,
bigger than Visa.
Coming up, it's our long-distance dedication.
Bigger than Walmart. Bigger than Johnson & Johnson. Only ones beating it right now, Berkshire Hathaway at number 7. Tesla at 6. Facebook at 5. Alphabet Inc. at 4. That's Google. Amazon.com at 3. Microsoft at 2. And Apple at number 1. So they got a ways to go, but man, they're in the top 10 now, and Bitcoin's killing it. Now, hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Everyone in Fenton is talking about it. Something smells like weed in that back part of the library. Head librarian Cookie Stevens and library volunteers Margaret Mosier and Gail Fredericks were in the middle of discussing the upcoming used book saleganza when they smelled something strange.
So I smelled marijuana somewhere, and we're like shocked.
Yeah.
And so Doug goes, do you smell it?
Without any way to confirm that the smell was indeed weed, Cookie Stevens called her husband Sheriff Stevens, who called in local ceramics teacher Dutch Gibbs, who lived in Seattle for a few months in the 70s.
Yeah, that's weed.
Sheriff Stevens has begun compiling a list of potential suspects, including that boy Lance, who has girl hair and hangs out down by the quarry, Greg Fromke, who was spotted this evening really going to town on some potato skins at Steaky Jake's Steakhouse, and Mr. Thompson. Luckily, one young reading enthusiast seemed unperturbed by the illicit smell.
Yeah, I don't smell anything. I really, really, really love the library.
The weed smell comes on the heels of last month's discovery of a gigantic pair of women's underpants in the children's fiction section. According to Stevens, that case remains open.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.